Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, some employers are more willing to take on convicted felons in this tight labor market. Is your small business willing to offer them a second chance? We'll look at today's environment. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Finding gainful employment is the most effective deterrent to falling back into a life of crime, according to studies. But felons have long been some of the last candidates in the hiring pool. Now, with one of the tightest labor markets in decades, some employers say they're more willing to consider applicants with criminal histories. What about your small business? It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Zolan Kano Youngs. Zolan, what have you found?
So, about a year ago, I met this guy, Barry Green. And he had just been released from prison. He had done a 24-year bid for murder. And I was talking to this guy, and, you know, he's very optimistic about his chances of getting employed. And from what I had seen, I feel like we always hear about the struggles that these guys who serve their time and then get out have when it comes to getting employed. So then I look and I see that there's been cities and states, including New York, that have, you know, enacted recent legislation to remove the box, aka remove the question of someone's prior felony status or criminal history from applications, and similar legislation to give these guys a fair chance. I ended up documenting the journeys of five guys in total. Then, of course, we have kind of the overall news here, which is there's a tight labor market. And by tight labor market, of course, we mean that the unemployment rates are going down and there's a lot of jobs available, a lot of labor positions, which you know see in the piece that a lot of the employers, including Koch Industries, talk about. Because so many people have jobs right now, there's not a large candidate pool to take those jobs.
I'm only guessing here, but I can't imagine how relieved some of these guys are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Randy Rosa, to me, his narrative is, and he's the third person in our story, he's somebody that I think encapsulates the pitfalls that one can encounter when they're not employed after being released. This is a guy that for 35 years was either unemployed, on the run, in prison, or on probation. Oh. Each time he got out, and I think it was about four different times that he was incarcerated and arrested and imprisoned, and he will tell you it was his own mistakes as well, and it, you know, his own, you know, his bad choices. But also, he tried to get jobs when he got out, and when things weren't available to him, or when his status prevented him from getting a job, he went back to what he knew, and what he knew was life on the streets. Mm. And when you got to pay rent and you got to support relatives, the life of the streets are always there.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Zolan Kano Youngs. He covers New York law enforcement. He's got a piece entitled "Tight Job Market Opens Door for Ex-Convicts." Can't imagine, right, doing 2 months and having that gap on your resume. But some of these guys, and as you mentioned, 24 years behind bars, a combination of 35 years, you know, as you mentioned, on the run, on the streets, behind bars. I mean, what do employers say here about taking on guys like this?
I thought that was actually one of the more interesting aspects of this reporting. Obviously, it's great to follow these guys around, but, you know, thanks to my editors, you know, I was also pushed to go get some employer voices. And, you know, when you hear someone from Koch Industries, who I'm not sure if the general public would, you know, go ahead and say, whoa, you know, rightly assume that the Koch brothers are all about hiring, you know, these guys who, you know, did all this time for these violent crimes. But they are, you know, both because of the need for labor positions. But it's also a bit nuanced, because I also talked to employers who said, hey, yeah, it's all well and good to say these guys need a second chance, but we also have other employees, you know, in our office that we're responsible for the well-being of those employees. And if you've got a candidate that has committed murder.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you've got another candidate with the same qualifications, and they haven't committed murder, and you've got a bunch of coworkers, and you don't know if those coworkers have ever been mugged and what trauma they might have. That's all stuff you got to think about, too.
Thanks, Zolan. Wall Street Journal reporter Zolan Cano Youngs. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.